things they've always taught us in the seminary is to be flexible, and that you can't trust everything online. So I pulled up the readings a few days ago from USCCB, and this wasn't the first reading. That's all right. It's a continuation of yesterday's first reading, so let me just give you a little bit of a recap. St. Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, telling about all the things that he had to suffer through to then be able to preach in Thessalonica. It's important today, because today we celebrate the Passion of St. John the Baptist. I think this celebration comes at the perfect time for us, the beginning of a new academic year. We start off the year with a very vivid image of the cost of discipleship. Now, I know all of us here are very familiar with this concept. It's something that has been taught to us over and over again. We must be willing to die for Christ. For the truth, we must be willing to be a disciple. Even though we hear this said so often, do we actually allow this truth to resonate within ourselves? Now, my brothers, understand that I only speak this from personal experience, but how often do we truly die to our own ambitions, our own wants, our own wills, and truly live for Jesus Christ? St. Paul, in our first reading, was very explicit at what he and Silvanus and Timothy had to endure for the gospel. Paul says that even after they had suffered and had been insolently treated, they still found the strength and courage to continue forward and travel to Thessalonica. They could have given up. They could have followed their own wills and walked away from the good news. Yet they didn't. They continued on with their mission. Let's take an opportunity to place ourselves in Paul's shoes. How often do we feel defeated? I know rather well that I can relate to that feeling. How often do we want to give up after this feeling of defeat? Another very familiar feeling. How often do we pick ourselves up and continue to move forward with the call of Jesus Christ to come and follow him? Now, in some situations, I know we have all done this. We have found the strength to pick ourselves up and to move forward on the journey. This is the strength that John the Baptist had, to lay down his life for the truth. This strength is what we should all strive for, knowing fully well that we will fail, yet knowing also that we need not to give up, to place our faith and strength in Jesus Christ. This memorial of the beheading of John the Baptist comes to us at the perfect opportunity, the beginning of a new academic year. The call and the cost of discipleship is a lesson that we hear and will continue to hear in our seminary studies, and should be the one that we strive for every day, knowing that it is Jesus Christ calling us ever closer to him. So let's take time today and every day to thank God for the call to discipleship, this wondrous gift to grow closer and closer to him and his Sacred Heart. Yet, let us also take an opportunity to daily lay down our own wills, our own goals, our own aspirations at the foot of the cross, begging Jesus to give us the strength to follow him in his footsteps, even if that means, like John the Baptist, laying down our life for the gospel.